This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Today, many Lutheran congregations are celebrating Good Shepherd Sunday. On this Sunday, we recall the words of King David in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." We also rejoice in how those words point us to Jesus, our Good Shepherd. In fact, in John chapter 10, we read these words of Jesus. He says, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." You know, those words of Jesus completely shocked the people of his day. Why? Well, you see, no shepherd then or now is going to lay down his life for one of his livestock. For example, around this area, there are farmers who have livestock as a source of income. And those farmers care for their livestock because they want to protect their investment. But these same farmers would never, ever risk their own lives for one of their livestock. Who would die for some dumb, stinky animal? Jesus says that we are his sheep. Now, if any of you have been around sheep, then you know that when Jesus calls us sheep, he's not giving us a compliment. Sheep are dumb, stinky animals. The fact is, we are worse than sheep. Why? Because we are sinners. And we have rebelled against God, and we have run away from him time and again. And yet, Jesus laid down his life for people like us. Jesus died on the cross in our place of damnation so that we might be forgiven. And Jesus conquered death so that he might give us eternal life in his loving arms. Jesus is indeed the Good Shepherd, a shepherd like no other. This is Good Shepherd Sunday. But for our congregation here at Concordia, it is also Confirmation Sunday. Today, four of our youth will give witness to the faith into which they were baptized. Jesus is their good shepherd, and they are his sheep. And Jesus wants them to follow him now and for all eternity. At this point, I would like you to open up your service insert to the prayer of the day that we spoke a few moments ago. This prayer is written for Good Shepherd Sunday, but it is also a beautiful prayer for Confirmation Sunday. Speak this prayer with me again, please. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may know the voice of our shepherd and follow him, that sin and death may never pluck us out of your hand. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now those are beautiful words. This prayer teaches us what confirmation means. You see, confirmation is a time for you and me to celebrate the fact that we've learned the basics of Christ's teaching, especially what it means to confess our sins and prepare to receive the body and blood of Christ in the Lord's Supper, which is God's sign to us that we are forgiven and that Christ himself dwells in us physically. Now, in this prayer that we have in our bulletin insert, we ask God to give us his Holy Spirit so that we will always hear the word of Christ and strive to live as his people. We know that Jesus alone can forgive our sin and give us eternal life with God. Therefore, without Jesus, we are nothing. Without Jesus, we must be damned for our own sin and live forever separated from God's love. You know, what is terribly sad is that some are tempted to reject the Holy Spirit. And the result is that people who were once God's sheep end up running away from His loving hands. And when this happens, we have no hope. Our epistle reading for today is from 2 Peter. Now, some of the people back then who heard this letter were individuals who had been recently confirmed in their faith. Therefore, what Peter writes also applies to us. Those of us who have been confirmed, or those of us who are in confirmation and will soon be confirmed. It applies to us all. In this letter, Peter encourages us to turn from sin and then to trust in Christ every day. Trust in Him for mercy and the strength to live according to God's will. Jesus is our good shepherd. Jesus will keep us secure in our salvation, now and for eternity. If we trust in Jesus, nothing can pluck us out of God's hand. However, Peter warns us that it is possible for us to fall away from our secure position. You see, Jesus will never let go of us, but it is possible for us to let go of Him and run away from Jesus. How does that happen? Peter writes, "Be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position." Peter warns us to keep away from false teaching that would tempt us to doubt God's word and lead us to run away from Christ. You see, just as the devil tempted Adam and Eve to doubt God's word and turn their backs on Him, the devil will also use many appealing voices to lure us away from Jesus. And you know, some of those evil voices ring in the ears of our young people. Our young children in Sunday school, our junior high children in confirmation class, those who are confirmed and going into high school. These evil voices ring in their ears, and especially those who are confirmed. Here's what they hear the devil saying. The devil says, "Today is your confirmation. Rejoice! No more confirmation classes. No more sermon notes. No more memory work. In fact, now that you're growing up, you can start to make your own choices. And why don't you begin by deciding not to go to church anymore? I mean, after all, your parents have been forcing you to go all these years. It's time for a break, isn't it? You don't need to hear God's word anyway. In fact, why don't you just forget what you learned? It's not all that important for real life. I mean, there are more important things than going to church and hearing God's word." Do those evil words sound familiar? It is tragic to see how many of our young people stray away from the church after confirmation. This is horrible. In fact, when these young people graduate from high school, they will only stray farther away from Christ if they continue to ignore the voice of their shepherd and follow the evil voices of this world. Of course, it's not just our young people who fall away. There are many adults whose names are on the membership roster of a congregation, and yet they have not been to church at that congregation except for maybe Christmas and Easter, and in some cases not even then. However, even those of us who do attend church on a regular basis, aren't we also guilty of listening to these evil voices? So often we come to church and we hear the voice of our shepherd, but only minutes after we leave the church, we find ourselves listening to those evil voices and following the desires of our sinful nature. What a horrible thing it would be for any one of us to fall away from our secure position in Christ and then lose all the wonderful blessings that He won for us by His death and resurrection. What hope is there for us sinners who are so easily lured away by the evil voices of this world? Well, at the beginning of our epistle reading, Peter writes, "Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. Did you hear that? God protects us from the evil voices of this world by using His Word to give us wholesome thoughts. And that's why we bring our children to Sunday school and teach them God's Word at home during the week. That's why I've asked our parents to attend confirmation classes with their children so that they can both grow together in God's Word. And that's why God wants all of us to continue to grow in His Word throughout our lives and study it. The Holy Spirit moved His prophets and apostles to write down the words of our shepherd so that we might know His voice and be secure in our salvation. My friends, Holy Scripture is the source of our wholesome thinking. And what does it mean to have such wholesome thinking? Well, this wholesome thinking forces us to recognize that we are sinners who deserve nothing but God's wrath. But this wholesome thinking also assures us that we have mercy and eternal life through the gift of God's Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. In addition, this wholesome thinking will help us to recognize evil when we hear it and run away from it into the arms of our loving Savior who laid down His life for us. My friends, I want you to listen to these words of God from 1 Peter chapter 2. Jesus Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Did you hear that? When we stray, God will do all He can to lead us back into His arms of mercy and life. At the end of our reading from 2 Peter, we're told how we can remain secure in the salvation that Christ has given us. Peter writes, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." You see, as the Holy Spirit moves us to attend services and Bible classes, as the Spirit moves us to read God's Word with our families and meditate upon God's Word in our own personal devotion time, God will thereby keep us secure in the salvation He has given us so that we will not fall away. Our first reading from Acts chapter 2 shows us how this occurred among the first Christians. After they were convicted by Peter's sermon, they all received forgiveness and the Holy Spirit in the waters of holy baptism. And then we're told that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Simply put, they continued to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ by studying His Word, by receiving the Lord's Supper, and by remembering their baptism. Jesus Himself made the same point in our gospel reading for today. Jesus says that those who are baptized should be instructed in all that He taught His apostles. Jesus said that He is with us always, and He is with us always. As we daily remember our baptism, as we hear the voice of our shepherd in His Word, and as we receive His body and blood in the Lord's Supper. Our four youth who are being confirmed today have been taught the Word of Christ. But my friends, it doesn't end here. As I've told our youth, confirmation is not graduation. My friends, it must not end here. Just as we eat food every day so that our bodies can be nourished, we must also feed on Christ every day if we want to remain strong in our faith. My friends, the good news I have for you today is that you do not have to fall away. Jesus is your secure position. And even when we do stray, and we all do, Jesus' voice calls us back to His loving hands of mercy and life. Nothing can pluck you out of God's hand. As you continue to follow the voice of Jesus, you will be given the desire to grow more and more in the grace and knowledge of your Savior. As you follow Jesus, you will find that you will long to hear His words of mercy and love, and you will hunger and thirst for His word, which gives you the wisdom to reject error and embrace the truth of God. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Today is also Confirmation Sunday here at Concordia. The good news is that God will answer our prayer of the day. In fact, I'd like you to look at the last two stanzas of our sermon hymn, hymn 477, if you'd please turn to that. Hymn 477. These last two stanzas would be a great thing to pray every day. They read, "Hear us, dear Father, when we pray for needed help from day to day, that as your children we may live whom you baptized and so received. Lord, when we fall or go astray, absolve and lift us up, we pray, and through the sacraments increase our faith till we depart in peace." I would now like to conclude this sermon with some other comforting words from the end of the book of Jude. Please listen closely to the voice of your shepherd in this text and take his words to heart. Jude writes, "To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen." Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Good Shepherd. Amen. In a moment we'll have the offering, but before we do that, please share the peace of the Lord with your neighbor.